So how you doing?
I'm beginning to catch my breath. I think I have done all the prep work for the 2022 taxes, which are due to the IRS on the 12th.
Yay.
I don't remember when it came, but I got the day I mailed in the money for the last two. I got a notice that 2022 was due in 3 weeks. So, and there's just been a lot. My printer died. I had to get a new printer. Things at church are just about to explode. I think we've got them calmed down, but it's been wild.
Oh my gosh, what's happening with the church? Why are people upset?
So, are you familiar with the family systems where in unhealthy families there are standard roles where there's the lost child and the hero and the scapegoat? Well,
No.
under our previous minister, she always had a scapegoat. There was always the identified problem. She'd get rid of them, and lo and behold, there would still be a problem, and somebody new would pop up. Well, she made one of the new members, one who is my dear friend, the scapegoat, and she's gone. My friend doesn't understand what's going on in the dynamic, and then the person who's the board chair is like ready to kick her off the board. And it's like she doesn't see what she's doing to aggravate the situation. She can't see the other person's point of view. I keep telling her we need this training, and she's like, because we're in the middle of selling, we're moving out at the first of the year,
Right.
our first service. So I mean, she's in over her head. I get it, but it's like, okay, I think I've poured some oil, and I think everybody is like, we've all kind of agreed to wait till February to address it. But it's keeping me up nights. My stress level has been, or my anxiety level has been, my baseline's been about like a 6 out of 10.
Well, Gail.
So,
Okay, let me make sure I.
even with the breathing there, but I mean, I think I've over the worst of the tax hack, so I'm sort of catching my breath.
Okay. So back to the church thing though. Who is the problem? The board member or the old preacher or
Well, at
minister?
the moment, the presenting problem is my friend
Oh.
because of the role that the old minister set up. And
Okay.
nobody, and it's been escalating badly to where it's like close to blowing up, and nobody can understand why it's escalating. My friend doesn't understand why she's, it's just a mess.
Okay.
Anyway, I have an we have a the board president and I have a Zoom meeting with our regional representative, who is the one that's pushing this. There's a whole transition training that includes this family system stuff, because you're doomed to go to repeat it if you don't learn what's going on. So I'm
Okay.
hoping that she will give our board chair like a 30-minute introduction to the theory, and then we can all just switch. Excuse me.
Okay. Okay.
Of course, I'm trying to fill a hero role.
Well, you are.
Anyway, I think we can get through the I think we can get through the Christmas season and the move, and then take a deep breath, because Grace has agreed to go and take the full training. So
And is Grace your friend?
no, Grace is the board chair.
Grace is the board chair. Okay. But your friend is the one who got to be the scapegoat. And she's really disturbed, obviously, rightfully so. Okay.
She's not being treated well, and she doesn't deserve it.
And it's because of the old minister.
It's because of the dynamic the old minister set up.
Okay. So these other people are not understanding what the truth is. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
it's like she's not the problem, she's a symptom of the problem.
Okay. And is there anything that your friend could do better? Or she just gets, because she's the scapegoat, she's just standing there innocent
Well,
bystander.
she gets triggered, and the board chair gets triggered, and then it escalates.
Okay.
So, she's been given, people have finally come up and told her some specific things that maybe she could improve. But she has come up with the best ideas that we have ever had. She's been responsible for us going forward. And Pauline wrote the most wonderful prayer for the board. I asked her to pray for us, and she sent back this fabulous prayer. So,
Okay, so it's your friend and Grace that are okay. Okay, and then are you kind of in the middle, or are you just trying to fix everything?
I think I'm the only person that can see my friend's side. Because everybody else has bought into the scapegoat thing.
Okay. And you're trying to help them see, or you're just holding the energy of all of it?
I've talked to a couple people about it. She's actually been relieved to hear that it's not just her, that it's the dynamic. Because she's just been, it's crazy making. People are yelling at her. Not behaving by unity principles for by any means. Just also stressed. So,
Okay. So obviously this has weighed on you terribly in the last week. So when you're in the throes of that, you said that things that your coping skills haven't helped as much as you would have liked.
right. My new counselor gave me like some assignments, and one of them was the deep breath in and then the blow it out slowly. And so I do, because I've been finding myself not breathing a lot,
Yeah,
and
that's the
so
stress.
every time I catch that, I go, okay, I do the breathing, and I've just been kind of monitoring my stress level, because that's one of the things the counselor said to do, and it's or my edge my anxiety level. And it seems like this is about as stressful as the Colonel slating board at the Pentagon, which was probably the most intense thing I ever went through in my career.
Oh my gosh.
When
Oh my gosh.
all the lieutenant colonels got promoted to colonel, and then
Yeah.
that's a controlled grade. Congress has said how many you can have on active duty at one time. So there's more people selected usually than there are slots. So just trying to make that fit, and there's all these crashing egos, a 3-star, a 2-star, a couple of 1-stars, and a whole bunch of colonels are in there. Yeah.
Okay. What was your rank?
I retired as a lieutenant colonel. When I was at the
Okay.
Pentagon, I was a major.
Okay. I don't know what the hierarchy is, but it sounds like it's really good.
04 and 05, and then 06 is full colonel, and then general. There's some 4 levels of general.
Wow.
So field grade is majors and lieutenant colonels. So that's a huge step when you go from captain to major.
Wow. Okay. I could see. Oh, I see you. I could see you running the country, Gail.
Well, it's amazing how much influence the staffers have, because basically the decision makers depend on the information they get from the staffers. So there was a joke because I did an action that required the 3-star general's signature, and very few other people did. So I had more actions going to the 3-star general than anybody else in the agency. And I always had mine very carefully staffed with like tabs A through G and a cover sheet saying what each one was, and they all got approved. But that was just kind of funny when one of the sergeants that worked in there was like, "Oh yeah, you seem like you're the most productive person in the whole command." And it's only because myself had to go to the 3-star.
I'm not surprised at all. Not at all. Okay, so back to the church with when you're thinking about all of that that's happening, do you go to a thought of how much of this can I control?
No, and I also don't go to like affirming divine order, and that's when I can be pulling out Pauline's prayer.
Because, you know, this is very important to you. All of this is important to you. You love your friend, you love the church, and the dynamic of all of it, when that hits you, your energy shrink wraps to your body, and then there's no thinking past that. So that's why there's no activating the chaos flush. Fortunately, it because you're
I have remembered it a few times.
But even, you know, doing the other things, the fortunately you've caught yourself not breathing, so you're taking the deeper breaths. But to be honest with you, I haven't been stressed, but I have been going into such a relaxed state that my body, I catch myself going, oh my God, when's the last time I even took a breath? You know, and I'm not even stressed. You know, I'm breathing so shallowly that, whoa, I gotta have some oxygen in my body. You know, but maybe when I'm thinking, I'm wondering when those things trigger you, it's like a lot of stuff starts to happen. The emotions are taking over, and you want to fix it. I mean, the urge is to fix things. But the first thing that has to happen is that trigger has to be redirected to to triggering the love vibration going through you so that you can manage everything better. Does that make sense? So I if we can figure out what would help to trigger you back the other way. You know, instead of going into anxiety, triggering back to going into the empowerment of the love vibration.
Well, one of the things that happens after, a minute or two is that thoughts and I will be processing it in my thoughts, and I'll come to a phrase that makes me like, okay, if I could say this and that would be helpful, or it sometimes I'm given the words, but it's like I process to where I can see a good outcome, or I can see a better
Okay.
outcome, and then that kind of helps.
Okay.
My thinking process,
I just wonder.
like imagining a good outcome and
Yeah.
how to get
Go
there.
yeah. 'Cause if you can go into the energy of what that higher outcome would be, you know, that peace within, you know, all the dynamic of everybody going into that peaceful state. Then the solutions on things that can help, you know, things to say or do or action steps, they will follow that energy. But well, fortunately, you're going there right within a few moments after you this the experience, right? Okay, wow, well, that's great.
And my friend will not be there. She's come down with a bug, so that there's no opportunity for conflict with her not being present.
Okay.
So,
Okay.
which is too bad because she's had the best ideas for decorating, but that's, it's what it is, and for her sake, I'm grateful she gets to stay home and rest.
Yeah. It's just such a shame when somebody else can cause such conflict through people who are basically standing there minding their own business, and then they get whammied.
Yeah. And you know what's sad is because I saw this happen in commands many times. You have a toxic leader who has created a toxic system. He leaves, somebody else comes in who's not toxic, but the dynamic takes over because he isn't aware of it and doesn't know how to address it, and it
Right.
just perpetuates. And sometimes
Yeah.
it's three and four people on, and the dynamic is still happening.
Oh my
And you
gosh, I
wonder,
just
how
got
can this command be so sick?
I just got a chill. See, that's not going to be able to keep happening. The energy that the planet is supporting now, that, well, I say it won't keep happening. It will be revealed more. People will be able to see it more, whether they know how to fix it or not. That's the question. So, in a perfect world, if those people involved in this particular situation were all wrapped in love energy and felt that beautiful peace within themselves, they would then be able to communicate with each other.
And that lasts until about two sentences are said, because we have this wonderful meditation that Pauline has given us to begin with, and we're really centered, and we go through a few things, and then something comes up, and those two start talking, and and actually one of Unity's recommendations in a time like that is that you stop immediately and you have a little meditation, and Pauline's second prayer would be great for that. And the trick is going to be catching it right then. But, we're supposed to be the leaders of the church. And for us to be engaging in this kind of behavior, that's not a good thing for the future of the church.
But it's coming out now in a way that you guys can you can
Address it.
overcome those problems. Because so
When it's
Pauline,
hit,
not Pauline, Grace, and what's your friend's name?
Paulette.
Paulette.
So there's Pauline and Paulette.
So if Grace and Paulette, do they actually like each other?
They do when they're outside of the meeting. And at our retreat, they spent a couple of hours talking things over.
Oh, they did.
I mean, they
So,
both know it's an issue, and they neither one can actually understand, but I think it's partly because Grace just can't see that she's contributing to the problem. She admits that Paulette pushes her buttons, and the way she reacts just escalates.
Now, in theory, if Grace were infusing Paulette with love from her heart, the Unity way, no matter what Paulette said, wouldn't she would not be triggered. Her buttons would not be pushed. Wouldn't matter what Paulette said.
If they could both see the Christ child within each other.
But as far as you're concerned, not that you don't care, but let Jesus take care of all that. We want to fix things, we want to make them better. The more you can infuse them and the situation with love energy, anytime you start feeling that, a thought comes in about what happened and you start feeling that energy in your body, because the thought stirs up the energy goes back to the brain, another thought comes in, and we got this thing going back and forth. And then next thing we know, that stress level, the anxiety level is way up there again. And our shoulders are up here, and we're not breathing anymore. I learned something this week. Now, this totally blew me away, Gail. But it made total sense. Okay. So I was listening to one of Joe Dispenza's talks, part of Rewired on Gaia. So I'm listening to this, and he said that, you know how thoughts will release chemicals in our body that cause us to feel the emotions. And when we're having all these negative things happen in our lives that are upsetting, the body becomes addicted to those feelings,
Yeah, it's the chemicals.
the chemicals. And I just went, whoa, because it made so much sense. And I thought, okay, well, and you know, it's one of those things that you know, but then it hits you all over again.
Right. But
And
you really get it.
really get it. And then you can also see where, because you weren't getting the rush of those negative chemicals, that we subconsciously create experiences to ignite all those chemicals again. And you know, I look back at my life and I see that and I go, ugh. You know, it's even it I think some might even call it part of a secondary gain. And I decided right then and right there, I never want to do that again. So what would support you to be over to be able to empower, come overcome and empower your feelings surrounding the dynamics of the church, which would could also then go into anything to do with the IRS or anything in any other area of your life. What would immediately be able to help you to manage that energy better?
Some kind of a totem or a touchstone that I see and doesn't become part of the furniture. I know for a while I tried wearing a bracelet, but you're so irritating.
Well, if it's irritating, you know it's there.
Maybe I'll.
You know, I get that too. You know, when I'm reading in the evenings, I still wear these black tourmaline and bloodstone bracelets to help me stay more grounded. And when I'm reading later in the evening, it's like it's Gil, it couldn't be any more powerful if I was in a straitjacket. That's how tied up I start to feel with these bracelets on, and next thing you know, I braided my hair and wrapped the bracelet around the braid, or I wrapped them around my fingers, or because I just can't wear them on my wrists anymore. And maybe that's the time to stop everything and do a meditation. You know, I woke up very anxious this morning. Yesterday, oh my God, I had a nightmare about a spider the night before. But the spider, there was this huge spider on the wall, and the spider falls off the wall, and here he's coming towards me. This spider's bigger than my fist. I had, n yeah,
This is in your dream, right?
this is in a dream, and I had no emotional charge from any of it. No anxiety. No, oh my God, there's a spider. It was like, wow, that's a spider. Not, oh my God, but wow, that's a big one. And then it fell off the wall and it's running towards me, and no anxiety, no upset. I'm just thinking he needs to die. And then I step on him with my foot. There's no way. There's no way I in the, you know, real life, I would be able to step on it with my foot. But I step on the spider, I kill the spider, and then the dream is over. And I'm thinking, okay, I have overcome my fears, which was great. And I had this wonderful day. And then the book I was reading last night I have never read this in a book before, ever in my whole life, and I never would have even dreamed it was there. But the bad guy put the heroine in a room and released spiders all in there, thousands of spiders. No emotional reaction from this girl.
Wow.
So I'm thinking, okay, this is good. And of course, then I asked the angels to help me to only remember the parts of my dreams that would benefit me during my waking hours, because I didn't want to be dreaming about spiders crawling all over me. And I didn't. But I did wake up anxious this morning. And I don't think that anxiety was really so much mine. But being able to twist that, turn that around, overcoming that throughout the day. And it's almost like a shadow that sneaks in and addressing it again. So I just did a meditation before we sat down here today. And oh, so much better. So much better. So I'm wondering if, you had the 10-minute meditation that your friend did, which is only 10 minutes, so it's very quick. Anything that you can have readily available, and even if it is wearing a bracelet that's annoying, when it annoys you, then you do your meditation
Yeah.
and it calms everything down. Because it could be that the annoyance is really anxiety,
Yeah.
that if you weren't having a level of anxiety that's uncomfortable, the bracelet might not bother you at all. Just a thought. It
Yeah,
might not be the
it's
case
something
at
to
all.
consider. The dogs are usually really good at knowing when to interrupt me because I'm elevated like that.
But maybe the anxiety level is low, but it's still holding a foundation of anxiety. We don't want to have any anxiety. None. None.
Yeah.
And what would life feel like if we had no anxiety whatsoever?
Well, just coming on with you is like a huge.
Oh, God. That's awesome.
It is.
Mad, you gotta move my legs, go to sleep. Ugh.
That face. So he went to the groomer yesterday.
What?
He went to the groomer yesterday.
Him?
Dress department.
No, it's been a week.
Oh,
A week.
I just saw something in Facebook about him having been there, so must have
It
just
was
shown up.
old. Yeah, it was old. He sure looked good that when I picked him up. Yeah. She's a sweetheart. We love her to pieces.
Oh.
So, but what if you think about your life right now, what would it really feel like? How would your body feel if you had no anxiety?
You know, what seems to be the outward symptom of my anxiety level is how my stomach area, how my belly feels.
Okay.
And it's almost like it's tracking together. And so
Okay.
if when I stop and think, oh yeah, I'm anxious and my tummy hurts,
Okay.
it's like
Okay.
that's the outward sign if I'm paying attention to it.
Okay. So if you had no anxiety, you would have no feelings in your stomach. Because we don't notice body parts until they hurt. We don't notice we have a knee until the knee hurts. Oh yeah, I have one of those. It hurts. It amazes me how I when my body feels good, when there's no pain anywhere, I'm all good, but then when a body part hurts, it's like, oh yeah, I have one of those. It hurts. Because when everything's in working order and nothing hurts, everything just works. But then when it hurts, then we have a focus. So you would have no uncomfortable feelings in your body. And you know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Because you don't put hurt all the time, right? There's not even a twinge.
No. But I did for like the first 8 or 9 years of my life, I had a stomach ache the whole time. I think because of the stress of the family.
So so if you if you're if so that's a trigger for you to know where your anxiety level is, how your stomach's feeling, the dog's getting involved. Try wearing a put a bracelet on and see how long it takes for it to start feeling uncomfortable. And note what your anxiety level is when it starts to feel uncomfortable. If it feels uncomfortable, put it on when you're calm, when everything feels blissful. And if it feels uncomfortable immediately, then it may just be a skin thing with the abrasion of the bracelet. But if it feels okay and there's no big deal, then make note of when it does start to feel uncomfortable, and that could be a sign of anxiety because, our skin is our biggest organ. And if that anxiety is in the nerves in your skin starting to react, that could be a sign for you to then take your deep breaths, use your chaos flush, because the bracelets start to feel uncomfortable. And if you
It's
can.
almost more annoying just because it gets in your way. But I think it, no, I think it's both. So yeah,
Okay.
I will give that a try. I'm
Just
wearing a different watch today and it isn't the most comfortable thing. So I got my
okay.
Christmas watch out.
That's cool. I know she had a Christmas sweater on too.
Well, we're going to decorate the church this afternoon.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it will be.
Wow, that's great. Oh, I was going to tell you, are you guys go, are you doing something on Thanksgiving?
I am going to go to my cousin's brother is having a family thing in the Portland area, and that's real cute. I went there for Christmas Eve last year, so
Oh,
I
okay.
did you want to try to get together?
Well, I was just going to tell you we could if you wanted to. I got a message back from my sister. She says she doesn't want to do anything for the holidays. She's going to do it by herself, the whole holidays, all of them. And I respect that because she's estranged from her son and her grandson. And she said that sometimes trying to do something makes it feel worse.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. But I'm fine here. We're just gonna I'm. I was thinking, I'm thinking about pulling a tree out and see, I'll have to take it in open it up in the garage and make sure everything's good. But I may do that, or I may work on Landon's book. It's not going to be done even by Christmas, I don't think, but it's
Landon.
okay. He doesn't know that it's coming, so it's no big deal. Oh my God, Gil. I got a text message from Jessie the other night. She said, "Are you awake?" It was like 9 o'clock, and I said, "Yeah." And so then I get a call, a video call. They're playing Mario, and Landon, first thing he said to me was, "Jim, I love you." And yeah, he was all sad. And he said, "Will you watch me play a game?" I said, "Yeah, I would love to." We're like on the phone for like 45 minutes watching them play games. Oh, I got really motion sick a couple of times, and I had to just
Oh.
close my eyes, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Bet it was Saturday night because it was best Saturday night ever. But little things like that, just there they
Oh,
are.
you still get to be part of his life.
Yeah. Oh, and then the second thing he said to me was, "Will you come and see me?" And I said, "Landon," he said something about, he says, "Aren't you right here? You could just come over." And I said, "No." I said, "I live so far away that you have to ride a plane to come and see me." And so he turns to his mom and said, "Mom, can we ride a plane to go see Jim?" Okay, make things difficult for mom, but I answered his question. And then she wanted to know which airports to fly into. She wanted me to text them to her, so I guess they're actually thinking about it. Maybe I told her this springtime would be better. But anyway, So I'm fine here by myself. You know, it's no big
Okay.
deal. But I thought if you wanted to, you know, if you had time, but do not put yourself out, you know, or make yourself rushed or anything.
I'm planning to decorate too. I
Are
know I
you?
was actually thinking of just staying home, but then I thought they were kind enough to invite me, and I'm going to go there for Christmas Eve because my cousin's daughter's going to be up. So yeah, I'll go and it'll be lovely.
Okay, well, so back to the church. How are you feeling about all the that go is going on right there right now?
Overall, things are just falling into place. This place we're going is so precious. And one of, you know, when we have these three older, they're not elderly, but they're older ladies that are kind of like the prayer consciousness pillars of the church. And one of them runs the card ministry, one of them is Pauline, and one of them is another board member. And we're all getting together to make Christmas cards on the 9th from one of my
Oh.
conferences. But, so the one that runs the card ministry suggested this place in the first place, and Paulette followed up and went and checked it out. And the fact that they are letting us have it for $500 a month instead of $200 a week is just phenomenal. And they are so thrilled to have us because
Now
they
this
have
is
not
the log cabin in
a
the
log
woods.
cabin. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And it's all
Awesome.
on one floor because we've got older people that are having more trouble with stairs. There's plenty of parking. It's way off the street. So, and it's not hard to get in and out of because there's a light.
Oh, wow.
Because it's
There's a
across the street.
light.
There's a, well, it's not directly there, but there's a light at the Presbyterian Church that stops traffic enough that makes it safe.
Okay.
And in the Sunday mornings, there's not a lot of traffic there anyway, but yeah, it's just, and we can save so much money. It's just going to give us time to breathe. And we're looking at, you know, 6 months. I don't know. But by the time we get around to making a decision, we'll have a part-time minister of some sort to kind of guide us through.
Wow, that's awesome. Man, what a relief.
Yeah, divine order.
And everything with Paulette and Grace, with just a little more time and a whole bunch of love, that should all work out so much better. Now the old minister, she's completely gone. Is that right?
No, she will not be completely gone until we sell the church and pay her off.
Okay.
But she's not been at the church, she's not been active, but she's occasionally sends emails that are kind of off the wall. And her husband is not doing well. He's getting a heart valve replacement. And he's been having many memory issues for a couple of years. She is not in good health. She needs surgery. I think she had blood clots in her lungs. That's why she had to go on medical leave. But I think the
Wow.
pain in the meds occasionally just make her totally irrational because some of the stuff she says just doesn't make sense. So that can raise everybody's anxiety level because she has not signed off on the amount we owe her yet, and that's causing anxiety too.
Yeah.
There's a
Well,
real feeling that she did not earn the money that she's claiming because she would not let the board meet to adjust her salary, even though we were closed for almost 2 years for COVID.
Yeah. Wow.
So there's a lot of bad feelings about that.
Should an attorney get involved in some way or no?
We've had an attorney kind of walk us through the first part, and he's like, "Yeah, owe her the money, and you're lucky that she's not charging you interest on this back salary, because there was a forensic audit of some money that was erroneously withheld from her that has grown from $40,000 to now it's like $140,000 at 12% interest." So she doesn't, there was never anything about paying her interest on that. But you know, this attorney said, you know, watch out. If she takes us to court, the money's going to be gone and the church is over. So we're kind of like trying to fly under the radar for now. I just don't think she has the bandwidth to take us to court. But she's threatened to.
Well, you know, the more you guys can infuse this whole situation
Yeah.
with love,
Yeah.
and you know, and just let the money part of it go. You know,
Yeah.
pay her whatever you need to pay her, and you know, God will provide you with more money.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny how that works.
It is. You know, the more you surrender to just, you know, the universe provides it, the universe provides. But definitely staying out of any anxiety over the whole thing. You know, it's nothing that you can control, you know,
Yeah.
because it's not you. It's other people that are causing the dynamic. And it's hard when we care. You know, we're emotionally involved and engaged with all of it, but when
Yeah, because I find it, I kind of feel guilty that I have not made a point of explaining it, or because I really think she needs to hear it from somebody but me, because she's like, she just doesn't believe what I say. That's why I want the Unity people to do the training, but I
Well,
haven't had
and
bandwidth to try, so it is what it is. We're here, we're where we are.
Well, but just infuse all of that with love. The unity part, the descript the explain the e explaining all of it, and her understanding it, you know, just with that intention of creating that higher outcome. And if you can do that every time you start to feel that anxiety in your anxiety, that resistance in your body, because you know you feel it somewhere. When the thought comes in, it creates that anxiety someplace in your body, and you feel it. And if you can, when you feel that, if you can stop in those moments and just send love to her and everything about it that has just triggered those emotions, and be able to shift out of that anxiety back into a love and peaceful state, then when you guys are all together and it starts to get tense, because you've already laid this groundwork for this new foundation, and that will carry over to everybody around you, because you're staying calm and you're not getting upset. It you know, the funny thing was, when I worked with Fred's stepdad, Jack, if something happened that I was upset, the calmer he would be. And if it went the other way where he was upset, then the calmer I would be. We would have been a great married couple, but we weren't. But it was just crazy how we would play off that energy, and then the other one would calm down. It almost got, I remember one time it almost made me feel like I was being my anxiety, and my how I was feeling was becoming feeling foolish to be so upset over whatever it was. And it was like, oh, I don't want to feel like this anymore.
Yeah, that's a great thing to practice.
So, are you feeling more comfortable with the IRS situation too
Yeah,
now?
I think I'm down to just filling in the forms. I think I've done all the there's one thing. The in-kind donations are going to take maybe half an hour's research, but theoretically, I could turn them in today or tomorrow morning. So,
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
yeah, I was afraid it was going to go into next week, and I really wanted to get them there by Thanksgiving.
Well, you set that intention, and here you are. It's right there, ready to go. Oh, you're really percolating right along then.
Yeah, I thought because I had all day yesterday, but I just couldn't focus the whole time. But I made a lot of progress. I've kind of broken it down into small steps, and then you can kind of like, I got that done. I got that done. I got that done. And so that's helped a lot.
Yeah, that sense of accomplishment really helps to support you to move far into the next step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think in the month of December, I'll be able to do the 2023 with over time and not have to get it done in a week,
Yeah.
and then I'll be totally caught up. So
There you go.
concept.
What will you do with all your time?
Well, with all the weight off my shoulders,
Yeah.
that's been a yeah, that's been hanging over me for years.
It's almost
It's
done.
kind of a dread.
Yeah. Well, and you're so close to it that you can taste it, you can smell it, you can feel it. And the more you immerse yourself into that energy, the more quickly it all really comes together.
Yeah. Yeah,
So.
this one was some frustrations, but it wasn't the anxiety I had over the first couple. Because
Good.
now I know it can be done and he can get it back to me in time.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So, is there anything else that's been weighing on you or coming to light? And if so, how have you managed it?
Well, I'm frustrated because I'm having to spend all this time on taxes that I had planned to spend decorating for Christmas and getting ready. So I really treasure all the things that I've been collecting over the years, but I have more than I can use. And I managed to find homes for many things that people I know love them. But and what I've done in the past, if I couldn't, I just pack them up and I didn't use this box this year. And I have plenty of storage space. I can do that. In fact, that's probably what I'm going to do just to relieve the decision-making process.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I remember just this week that because all I brought was the tree and the one box of decorations that I had been using on the tree, and I remember just yesterday or the day before I left all my snowmen. I had forgotten all about them, these
Oh.
ceramic snowmen that I had, and they would take tea lights, you know,
Yeah.
and I was sad about it, and then I thought, oh well. You know, I thought I got to get past that. It doesn't matter. You know, does it even matter?
Yeah. It gives you an opportunity to find things that are special to your new life.
And right now it's like leaves. I'm bringing in leaves. The leaves are so pretty outside. Oh my God. Some of them, there's a sour gum tree. I think sour gum or sweet gum. Anyway, this tree that had the leaves are like stars. And when I some of them they're going to red, so it's almost like a whole sunset or a whole sunrise in one of the leaves. And so I've been bringing them in because I just can't leave them outside.
Are you getting the sweet gum balls?
There
Are
are
they?
a couple of them out there. The first year I was here, there were thousands of them, and they are awful to try to walk on.
Yeah.
But the past 2 years, there's just a few of them out there now. I don't think I saw any last year, so it may go in cycles. But
Oh,
I actually
yeah.
saw a green one this past week, so that was kind of cool. Those are amazing. I mean, to look at, you know, they look all spiny and stuff, you know, but they're kind of cool.
You can see Mary.
Yeah. What's she doing back there?
She's looking down the stairs. William's lying in the doorway
Oh.
under things. He's been getting into stuff. And I can tell that's like, okay, you're reacting to what I'm reacting to. So
We want calm and peace. Do you I know you probably have Rachel cleanse and clear your house. Do you do anything yourself on like a regular basis?
No, and that would be a good thing to add.
Well, you can, and I do this myself. In your mind's eye, you can ask Archangel Michael to come in and vacuum out all the negativity and any kind of less than love energy, and visualize him going through all the rooms and vacuuming that out. And you can, that can be as short or as long as you want it to be, but you do it all in your mind,
Yeah.
and then have them fill the house with love. And you can do it before you even get out of bed in the morning. It's all about holding that intention and that love energy. And of course, when we watch things happen in our mind's eye, it makes it so much more powerful. So we definitely don't want to be replaying ugly things in our head. We don't want to go there. So is there anything else that you'd like to touch on or explore while we're here?
Oh, be fun to celebrate a good thing. You got anything you want to celebrate in life?
Let's see.
Well, that Saturday night sounds just
That's what I was
fresh.
just thinking about that every time I think about it, I smile, and it was just so much fun. We usually watch the Chiefs football game together, and she couldn't get it this time, so we didn't do that. But and that was on Sunday. So the Saturday night was probably one of the best. I've been doing some good stuff with Madge, just enjoying his energy and laughing. I tell you, there are times that before I moved here, a lot of my laughter was inside. It didn't come out. I'd think something was really funny and I'd just be sitting there smiling. There's no real laughter
Yeah.
coming out. And I laugh a lot more now. And so I'm celebrating that.
Oh,
And
wonderful.
yesterday, what was I watching? Oh, that Ghosts show. Do you ever watch that?
The movie Ghosts?
No, it's no, that was good too. But no, this is it's a TV series. It started in the UK, but now they've got one. It's third
Yes, I know
season, I
what you're
think.
talking about. It's wonderful.
That show makes me laugh out loud. I mean, the other day I'm laughing so hard, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have an accident. I need to pause this and have a pee break, because I was laughing so hard, and I love that. I
The
absolutely
comedy
love
is
that.
so good. Yeah,
Yeah.
the British ones. Oh my gosh, the comedy's amazing there. But
Yeah.
am I remembering right that Magic never wagged his tail until he moved there?
Well, he would wag it, but he didn't wag it much. Because I would talk to him and try to get him to wag his tail, and he wouldn't. And now when I talk to him, he wags his tail. So yeah,
Say hi.
that
Magic's
was
up
funny.
there. Come on, you want to say hi? No. Just giving me kisses on my arm. Come
But
on.
their health has been really good lately, right? Since they had their Oh, there
Picked him up.
he is. Hey, William.
Yeah, I mean he had the lumps cut out, and that was an itchy process, but Rachel would send him treatments. And she's got an inside eye on what's going on in our bodies, and it's just always like enlightening to hear
Yeah.
what she's picking up on.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's been picking up on the anxiety. Yeah.
Hey, William, let's see your pretty face. Let's see your pretty face.
They've gotten so wet in the rain, they're a little bit draggled, but they go to the groomer tomorrow. So they get a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to show her your face?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, I love you. I love you.
Do they have big feet?
Not big like Labradors do, or that kind of dog. They're more poodle sized.
Well, I just wonder because the other magic, his feet were really small. This guy has really big feet. I mean, for such a little bitty guy,
For his size, yeah.
he has big feet, which makes, well, and when we were in Colorado, he would walk across rocks to get down to the grass, in the back because anyway, it doesn't matter, but there was a bunch of rocks back there. So he'd have to walk across the rocks, but his feet were bigger to help him to be able to do that, which I thought was really interesting. But it also makes it easier on the legs when he's sitting in your lap and trying to get comfortable and walking around, you know? So that's
Because it's
why I
spread out a
asked,
little.
because I know William's there in your lap. And if they've got the bigger feet, it doesn't hurt so much.
Well, usually if I know he's coming up, I put a pillow on my lap because he's just he I have to kind of scrunch him up for him to all fit in my lap if I don't have a pillow. Because he's too long. Yeah, you want to say hi again? Come on, hop up. Hop up. For sure. Oh, I love you. That's, oh yeah, bless William, bless Mary, yes.
So, are you going to be able to make the call tomorrow? You said they
I
go
should
to
be
the
able to, yeah.
groomers.
As far as
Okay,
I know,
awesome.
there's nothing going on.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and we'll do it. Was last week when you took the stitches out, or was that the week before?
It's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Because I'm trying to think. It might. Oh, maybe we didn't have the call the week before. When you weren't there, Nina was the only one who showed up, and her husband was going to go do something. And she said, "If it's just me, is it okay if we don't meet today?" Because she wanted to spend time with her husband. I was like,
Oh.
"Oh no, go ahead and do that." I thought that was so cool. She was so excited to be able to do that with him, whatever it was. But
Oh.
that was sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if there's nothing else, then we'll go ahead and complete. But give the
Oh.
bracelet a try
I will.
and just see if that helps to remind you to move back into the love vibration, or if it's just something that's uncomfortable and you don't want to wear them. But yeah,
Some
I'm
of it's
so.
finding the bracelet that fits well but not tight. It's like the ones that have stuff dangling off, you know, that's just too distracting. But I have some beads on elastic cord that if they're the right size, then that's what I really need.
Okay. Well, and if they're gemstones, you know, they hold energy and you can ask them to support you in whatever it is.
Yeah.
I
I think
have
I have some
some.
rose quartz.
Oh, good. Rose quartz is good. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, ask that energy and cleanse and clear it. Let's see, we don't have a full moon, but if you have any selenite, you can lay it across the selenite and that will help clear out any old energy, and then ask it to support you with love energy now. And that could really help. The very first bracelet I made was Tiger Eye, and it made my arm ache. And I had never had that happen before. And I don't know what was going on with the energy of it, but it was just too much. So I don't wear Tiger Eye, but I've got these other, you know, all these other gemstones that really support, you know, clarity of thought, healing, staying grounded, you know, whatever it is that you need.
Yeah, I've had an amethyst one and it broke, so.
And was it elastic one?
Yeah.
Do you have all the beads still? If you send them to me, I'll string it for you.
Let me see if I can find them.
Okay. Well, if you have them handy, yeah, mail it to me. And if you don't, if it's the right size, you know, if you lost some, let me know. But I can string it on some elastic and send it back.
Oh. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Well, have a lovely, peaceful Thanksgiving.
Will do. Will do. You too. Have fun with the family.
I will.
Sending you lots of love and see you tomorrow for a little while.
Yes. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Kate. This has just been wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. See you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.